Nickelodeon Animation Studio. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Nickelodeon Animation Studio, also known as Nickelodeon Animation, and legally sometimes known as Games Animation Incorporated, is an American animation studio owned by Paramount Global through the Nickelodeon Group. It has created many original television programs for Nickelodeon, such as SpongeBob SquarePants, The Fairly OddParents, Rugrats, Avatar The Last Airbender, and The Loud House, among various others. Since the 2010s, the studio has also produced its own series based on pre-existing IP purchased by Paramount Global, such as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Winx Club. In November 2019, Nickelodeon Animation Studio signed a multiple-year output deal for Netflix, which will include producing content in both new and pre-existing IP for the streaming platform. The studio was founded in 1990 under the name Games Production Incorporated. A subsidiary called Games Animation was established in 1992. It oversaw the production of three animated programs for Nickelodeon: Doug, Rugrats, and The Ren and Stimpy Show. In 1992, Nickelodeon began work on Games Animation's first fully in-house series, Rocko's Modern Life. Games Animation produced much of the network's mid-1990s output in partnership with other animation companies like Klasky Chipot. In 1998, the studio moved from Studio City, California to Burbank with the construction of a new facility. It was renamed Nickelodeon Animation Studio and later Nickelodeon Studios Burbank. In 1999, a second facility in New York City was opened, named Nickelodeon Animation Studio, New York. Section 1. History. An image accompanies this section of the article with the caption, "An official timeline of Nickelodeon Animation Studios productions," posted in 2022. Section 1.1. 1990 to 1998. As Games Productions. The Nickelodeon Animation Studios' beginnings lies in the roots of the channel's Nicktoons endeavor. In 1990, Nickelodeon hired Vanessa Coffey as a creative consultant to develop Nicktoons, charging her with the quest of seeking out new characters and stories that would allow the channel a grand entrance into the animation business. The high cost of high-quality animation discouraged the network from developing weekly animated programming. Although most television networks at the time tended to go to large animation houses with proven track records to develop Saturday morning series, often generally pre-sold characters from movies, toys, or comics, Nickelodeon desired differently. Inspired by the early days of animation and the work of Bob Clampett, Tex Avery, and Chuck Jones, Nickelodeon set out to find frustrated cartoonists swallowed up by the studio system. Nickelodeon president Geraldine Laybourne commissioned 8 6-minute pilots at a cost of $100,000 each before selecting three. Seeking the most innovative talents in the field, the products of this artist's union, Doug, Rugrats, and the Ren and Stimpy Show, represented 12 years of budget building towards that end. Coffey was hired as Nickelodeon's executive producer of animation between the pilots and series production. However, despite the best efforts, relations became strained with Ren and Stimpy creator John Crifolusi. In fall of 1992, the studio fired Crifolusi. Coffey asserts that John was in breach of contract for not delivering episodes on time, creating disturbing content, and going over budget. Crifolusi suspected the real reason was that the network was uncomfortable with more crude humor. Nickelodeon objected to most of his proposed plotlines and new characters, including George Licker, an Archie Bunkerish all-American male. After Crifolusi and Nickelodeon missed several promised new episode delivery and air dates, the network, which had purchased the rights to the Ren and Stimpy characters from Crifolusi, negotiated a settlement with him. The creative tug of war was closely watched by both animators and the television industry, and covered in the national press. In response, Nickelodeon moved the series production to its own studio, Games Production Incorporated. According to Vanessa Coffey, quote, Nickelodeon had a corporation already set up, called Games. They didn't want to spend money to open a new corporation, so they put Nickelodeon's animation division under Games, end quote. A subsidiary called Games Animation was established in 1992. The series was moved to Games and put under the creative supervision of Bob Camp, one of Kriffalusi's former writer-director partners. Nick's plan was to hire bright young animators and let them do almost anything they want. Coffey soon stepped down as animation vice president for Nickelodeon to pursue her own projects. She was replaced by Mary Harrington, a Nickelodeon producer who moved out from New York to help run the Nicktoons division that was a near shambles after Kriffalusi was fired. Game's initial duty was to continue producing the Ren and Stimpy show after Nickelodeon dropped Spoonko and Kriffalusi from their duties on the show. At the time, Games was located in an office building in Studio City, California. Apart from the Ren and Stimpy show, Nickelodeon's other Nicktoons were produced out of house at other studios, Jumbo Pictures and Klasky Chapeau, with oversight from the Games team. In 1992, animator Joe Murray was approached by the studio with intentions of developing a new animated series for Nickelodeon. The series became Games Animation's first in-house production, Rocko's Modern Life, which premiered on the network in 1993. Games worked on the show for 3 years and employed over 70 people during the course of its run. Executives did not share space with the creative team. The show ended in 1996 as its creator, Joe Murray, wanted to spend more time with his family. Following the end of Rocko, Games Animation produced the pilots for Hey Arnold, The Angry Beavers, and CatDog, along with the former's first 26 episodes and the second's first 13 episodes. The latter was produced by Nickelodeon Animation Studio, along with the other two by this point forward. Section 1.2, 1998-2009, as Nickelodeon Animation Studio. In 1996, Albie Hecht, then president of film and TV entertainment for Nickelodeon, met with Nickelodeon artists for a brainstorming session on the elements of their ideal studio, and with their feedback, and some inspiration from the fabled Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory, created a playful, inspirational, and cutting-edge lab which would hopefully give birth to the next generation of cartoon classics. He added, quote, "For me, this building is the physical manifestation of a personal dream, which is that when people think of cartoons, they'll say Nicktoons," end quote. Nickelodeon and parent company Viacom threw a bash to celebrate the opening of the new Nicktoons Animation Studio on March 4, 1998. During the launch party, a gathering of union labor supporters formed a picket line to protest Nickelodeon's independent hiring practices outside the studio's iron gates. Located at 231st West Olive Avenue in Burbank, California, the 72,000-square-foot, 6,700-square-mile facility, designed by Los Angeles architect firm Area, houses 200 to 300 employees and up to 5 simultaneous productions. It also contains a miniature golf course with a hole dedicated to Walt Disney, an indoor basketball course and screening room, an artist gallery, a studio store, and a fountain that shoots green water into the air, reminiscent of slime. The Nicktoons studio houses 5 project-driven production units. Each has its own color and design environment and includes a living room, writer's lounge, and storyboard conference room. The studio also has a Foley stage for recording live sound effects, a post-production area, sound editing and mixing rooms, and an upstairs loft area with skylights for colorists. In September 1999, Nickelodeon opened a major new digital animation studio at 1633 Broadway in Manhattan. The New York studio primarily took over production of Nick Jr. animated properties. At the same time, the Los Angeles facility animated the intro for The Amanda Show. it was reported in 2005 that the Burbank studio was up for sale. This was later corrected as the owner of the building was selling it. In mid-2006, Nickelodeon announced a collaboration with DreamWorks Animation to create shows based on DreamWorks animated films. The first DWA co-production was The Penguins of Madagascar, which would eventually premiere in November 2008, followed by 2011's Kung Fu Panda: Legends of Awesomeness and 2013's Monsters vs. Aliens. In 2007, Nick launched El Tigre, The Adventures of Manny Rivera, the first Nicktoon created in Adobe Flash, and Tack and the Power of Juju, based on the video game series of the same name. Back at the Barnyard, a spin-off of the theatrical film Barnyard, was released that same year. Section 1.3, 2009 to 2019, Studio Collaborations and Acquisitions. In 2009, Nickelodeon acquired the rights to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from Mirage Studios. In early 2011, Viacom bought 30% of the Italian studio Rainbow SBA, the creators of Winx Club. Following both purchases, Nickelodeon Animation Studio began to produce new content for both franchises, a continuation of Winx Club and a reboot series of TMNT. Since they were produced by Nickelodeon Animation Studio, Nickelodeon refers to both continuations as official Nicktoons. By 2013, Nickelodeon's deal with DreamWorks Animation had reached an end. According to Bob Schooley, Nickelodeon Animation expressed a desire to focus on more Nickish shows. Looking for original concepts, Nickelodeon Animation Studio created the Nickelodeon Animated Shorts program, under which it would produce new animated shorts with the potential to turn into whole series. A select few were greenlit and premiered within the following years. By 2016, Nickelodeon's Burbank Animation Facility moved into a five-story glass structure that is part of a larger studio complex. The move was intended to bring animated productions currently produced elsewhere in Southern California under a single production facility. Because it houses both animated and live-action productions, the Burbank location has been renamed to simply Nickelodeon Studios, which is not to be confused with the original Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Florida, which closed in 2005. The studio also houses the Nickelodeon Time Capsule, first buried in Orlando, Florida in 1992 at the original Nickelodeon Studios and later at the Nickelodeon Suites Resort in 2006, which has moved to the new studio by the latter's closure and rebrand on June 1, 2016. The capsule is set to be open on April 30, 2042. The new studio opened on January 11, 2017. Section 1.4, 2019 to present, expanding brands. In October 2018, Brian Robbins became president of Nickelodeon. In November, he appointed Ramsey Ann Naito as head of animation at Nickelodeon. She was later promoted to president of Nickelodeon Animation Studio in 2020. In both roles, Naito reported to Robbins. Under Robbins' presidency, Nickelodeon began to focus more on expanding Summit's pre-existing franchises. At Nickelodeon Animation Studio, this effort encompassed the first-ever SpongeBob spin-offs, Camp Coral, SpongeBob's Under Years, and The Patrick Star Show, and a CGI reboot of Rugrats. The studio also collaborated with corporate sibling CBS iAnimation Productions to produce Star Trek Prodigy. In 2021, Avatar Studios, a division of Nickelodeon Animation dedicated to producing projects for the Avatar The Last Airbender franchise, was launched. In 2023, the studio signed a first-look deal for animated series and features with Lionforge Entertainment. Section 2, Filmography. For more information, see the main article, List of Nickelodeon Animation Studios Productions. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License. This audio file was recorded on August 7th, 2024.